Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
All right, hour two. Thank you, Scott Shannon. Welcome to the Sean Hannity Show. 800-941-SEAN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. By the way, this just in, Joe Biden had another, well, senior moment, a cognitive mess that he is as president, trying to read a poem. Let us listen.
Richard Blanco returned to a poem he wrote from the second inaugural Barack and me. A poem, one today, says, "And always one moon, like a silent drum tapping at every rooftop and every window on every in of every county, country." Let me start this over again. I'm getting so intimidated by being here. "And always one moon, like a silent drum tapping on every rooftop and every window of one country, county, all of us facing the stars. Hope, a new constellation, waiting for us to map it, waiting for us to name it together."
Oh, boy. There's your president. No wonder the world's a mess. Congressman Jim Jordan from the great state of Ohio is with us. Congressman, he is the head of the all-important House Judiciary Committee, in line with what we've been talking about today, and that is that he is now investigating, rightly so, whether our FBI has been weaponized and our Department of Justice is weaponized and whether or not the FBI has become politicized. Congressman, welcome back, sir.
Good to be with you, Sean. And first of what you just played, at some point it just gets sad. It's sad for our great country that happens so often now. I actually feel for the president, but more importantly, I feel for the 330-some million American people. I don't know what to say. Just like it becomes down. We seem to see this every other day. So it's unfortunate.
You know, when I first pointed out the obvious that Joe was a cognitive mess and weak and frail, I was criticized for it. And then I started making fun of it. And, I was talking about sippy cup and warm milky and night stories and bedtime, at 7 p.m. And then I realized it's not funny.
No, it's not. It's sad. I get it. It's really sad for our great. And again, I think so many Americans see the contrast, between what we had in strength projected from the Oval Office under President Trump, and obviously what we have now.
Let me start with the issue of the day. Very interesting news. FoxNews.com reporting. Well, we knew that the grand jury was scheduled to convene today in New York at 2 p.m. That was canceled. I think they're going to reconvene tomorrow, or at least that was the plan. But reports that there is chaos now in the office of the Manhattan District Attorney. Now, a couple of things have happened in the last 24 hours. I have in my hand a letter for a gentleman that stated February 8th, 2018 to the FEC, And it says, I'm writing on behalf of my client, Michael Cohen, in response to your dated January 30th, 2018 letter. Specifically, this letter responds to the complaint. They give the number, which was filed with the FEC by Common Cause and Paul Ryan in a private transaction in 2016 before the U.S. presidential election. Mr. Cohen used his own personal funds to facilitate a payment of $130,000 to Miss Stephanie Clifford. Neither the Trump Organization nor the Trump campaign was a party to the transaction with Miss Clifford, and neither reimbursed Mr. Cohen for payment directly or indirectly. And contrary to the allegations in the complaint, which are entirely speculative, neither Mr. Cohen nor Essentials Consultants LLC made any in-kind contributions to Donald J. Trump for president or any other presidential campaign. Mr. Cohen has not been a government employee during any of the relevant time period. The payment in question does not constitute a campaign contribution or expenditure, and therefore the FEC lacks jurisdiction over this matter. The complainants have not and cannot present any evidence to the contrary. Accordingly, the complaint should be dismissed. Now, the FEC did dismiss it. The Department of Justice looked into it. They chose not to prosecute.
Right.
The previous Manhattan DA also chose not to prosecute it. And now, between that, and I don't know if you saw Bob Costello on my show last night.
Yep.
Because he contradicted. Now, Michael Cohen was, according to the Southern District of New York, when they made the announcement that he pled guilty to making false statements, and concealing money from the IRS, made false statements to a federally, insured financial institution. So you have somebody directly contradicting their star witness. How do they bring a case like this?
They can't. And even, you're right, the Justice Department didn't bring it. The Southern District of New York wouldn't bring the case. The previous Manhattan District Attorney, Mr. Vance, wouldn't bring the case. More importantly, or maybe most importantly, Alvin Bragg wouldn't bring the case. Remember, when he first got in office, he wasn't going to bring it. And then two of his assistants resign in protest, write a book, start pressuring. The left starts pressuring. And more importantly, what happened in that time frame? Oh, Donald Trump announces he's running for president, and suddenly now he, oh, shazam, I'm going to change my mind, and we're going to bring the case. So that is the only big intervening event that has changed, is President Trump has announced he's going to run again. The left has been trying to stop him for 7 years, and that is why you see this case coming forward. I'm convinced of that, and I think, frankly, most of the American people are convinced of that, unless they have the Trump derangement syndrome.
Okay, so this goes to the heart of your investigation. Has the FBI been politicized? Is the DOJ weaponized? Do we have in this country? I believe we do. And you can contradict me if I'm wrong, or tell me that I'm wrong. I believe we have a dual justice system. I believe we have unequal justice under the law. We don't have equal justice under the law. We don't have equal application of our laws. Am I wrong?
No, it sure seems that way, Sean. And I think what we really have is a government focused on politics instead of serving the American people, a government willing to set up a disinformation governance board as if some agency can tell you what you can say, what you can't say, a government willing to say we're going to go after parents, we're going to go after pro-lifers, we're going to go after traditional Catholics and define them as domestic extremists, and a government that will pressure big tech to say take down these posts, take down these tweets, take down this information, don't let the American people see it, even though it came from Americans, for goodness sake. That is a scary situation, but that is exactly what's happening. And then you put it all together and you see what this district attorney is thinking about doing to the guy who's leading in the polls, one of the announced candidates for president. That is truly the stuff that I think shows the government in many ways has been turned against the people it's supposed to serve.
Now, that is what you're spelling out as scary, but it's at the heart of your investigation.
Yeah.
And this is why it was so critical that Republicans take over the House. Because you have the power of subpoena. You get to run the committee. My question is, now I have had not one, but a couple of FBI whistleblowers that I've interviewed, and they're all telling me the exact same thing. It's not the same FBI, that the FBI has been politicized at a high level. You know, look at the 2020 election, and you have all of these FBI agents meeting weekly with big tech companies. You might be victims of disinformation, and it may be about Joe or Hunter Biden. That was testified to in the case of Missouri. You know, then go back to the FBI sends agents over the pond to Great Britain to meet with Christopher Steele. They offer him $1 million if he can corroborate his dossier. He can't collect because he can't verify. But then they use the information for an entire year. And it says verify on the top of a FISA application. And they used it as a backdoor to get into the Trump campaign and the Trump presidency. And nobody was held accountable, Congressman.
Yeah, what we're going to try to do is get all the facts on the table. We've talked about this before. And then as a legislative body, all we can do is propose legislation to correct the problem, to remedy the situation, and maybe most importantly, use the appropriations process, use the power of the purse to limit how the money that's appropriated to these agencies gets used. But it's bigger than the FBI. Just go back 2 weeks ago in a 48-hour time frame. Think about what happened. Chuck Schumer tells Fox, don't play the videos. The next day, we release a report that says the FTC was targeting a private company, Elon Musk's company, asking him, who are the journalists you're talking to? Name four journalists personally. Two of those four journalists the very next day came and testified in our committee, Matt Taibbi, Michael Schellenberger, two Democrats, actually, two Democrats who believe in the First Amendment like old-school liberals used to believe in. They testify in front of our committee, and what do Democrat members of Congress do? They ask them, who are your sources? Now, think about that. That is a direct attack on First Amendment freedom of the press that we saw in a 48-hour time period. You couple that with what the FBI has been up to, what the disinformation governance board they tried to form at DHS has been up to. That is why this is so darn important, because it, in the end, it's about the First Amendment, something that you exercise.
I make my living off the First Amendment. Yeah. But you go through all of it. You go through Mueller and the Russia hoax, and that's 3 years of Donald Trump's presidency, and, you know, the Ukraine impeachment, but we'll ignore the quid pro quo, and Joe Biden admitting that he withheld $1 billion unless they fired a prosecutor who was investigating his son, who admitted on GMA he had no experience in energy, yet he's collecting a fortune. Never mind. How much money in business did the Bidens do with the communist Chinese? How much money in business did they do with Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan? And according to James Comer, you know, some 12 or plus countries. And is that impacting the decision making of Joe Biden? Is he compromised?
Yeah, well, the fundamental question there, I think, Sean, is, and you said it well here, is what did they do? What service did they provide? What value did they add? What were they doing, the Biden family, for this $3 million payment we know of that Mr. Comer and the committee have unveiled uncovered that talks about the $3 million that was paid to Robinson Walker and then given to the Biden family? For what? What service did they provide? What did they do? That's sort of the fundamental question. If you can't answer that, it sort of gives you the answer. So, yeah, this is you look at that and this double standard, and then you look at President Trump with Russia. Then it was the phone call with Zelensky. Then it was they want his tax returns, then his business records, then his children. Then they raid his home. Now the DA is coming after him. And you're like, holy cow, this is unbelievable. And the fact that it's happening in the United States of America, with our Constitution, with our First Amendment, with our due process, that is the part that is most frightening. And it, you just unfortunately see it time and time again. And it's, again, why I think it's so important, as you said, that we do the work, get the facts on the table, and then legislatively and then via the appropriations process, do what we should do as a legislative body.
By the way, did you notice Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner complaining the Biden administration refused to offer vital details related to the president's alleged mishandling of classified documents? How come we only hear about the one investigating Trump? We never hear about the guy that was appointed to investigate Joe Biden.
I know. No, I know. And frankly, remember, Warner's even said, like, the fact that they won't tell us what these documents were and won't even tell, weren't even willing initially to tell the intel committees in both the House and Senate. Like, wait a minute. I thought it was a government of the people, by the people, for the people, where you elect folks to office and then they make the decisions. They get the information so they can make the decision. But no, it's the bureaucracy that only gets to see certain things. That is not how our system is supposed to work. And it is just flat out wrong that you have these unelected folks running the place. That is not, because then the people can't hold them accountable like they can folks who put their name on a ballot and have to run for office. If you don't like what they do, you get to throw them out the next election. And that's a darn good thing. That's how it's supposed to work. But unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be doing that, operating in that way today.
How confident are you that you're going to get the information you have been requesting? There's been a lot of stonewalling. And how soon do you think you'll be able to get these whistleblowers out front before the American people?
Well, it's always slow, and the whistleblowers themselves coming out front. We've had three of them testify in a transcribed interview. It's up to them if they want to go into a public hearing. We anticipate some of them are going to want to do that, and we look forward to that down the road. As far as the information, we know they're going to drag their feet some, but we're getting some very good information, and we're just going to keep it up, keep pressuring, keep writing the letters, keep doing the subpoenas, keep getting information both from government agencies and from the private sector, specifically when we're talking about the First Amendment issue and some of these private sector entities who were in, you know, working with the government, being pressured by the government to suppress certain types of speech. We're getting some information from them now that's beginning to come in.
We're going to keep on it. We're not going to stop. This is a very important investigation. You're heading it up. You're taking a lot of heat for it. We appreciate the truth seeking. Anyway, Jim Jordan, thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
800-941-SEAN, a number.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough. That we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media? And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of, is that my baggage? I look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a little over a minute. Jim in Los Angeles. Jim, I'm going to give it to you. Make it count. You are a star for 60 seconds.
Thank you. My question is regarding the issue of using campaign funds to pay that settlement to Daniels. What was the legal argument of the prosecutor around the statute of limitation?
We've yet to hear one. However, we do know that the statute of limitations, as rightly pointed out by professor and attorney Jonathan Turley, has passed on both the state level and the federal level. So, you know, how they're going to make an argument, that's interesting. It's unreal, actually. But anyway, we'll cover all of this. You know what we'll do? We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to a lot of your calls, and then we'll check in with all things Simple Man, Bill O'Reilly. We'll get his take on this. You know, the whole country's a mess. How sad. Energy, a mess. The economy, a mess. Interest rates up again today. You know, China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, Saudi Arabia now, Ukraine. Everything's a mess. It's unbelievable. What a difference 2 years makes. All right, 25 now to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Simple Man Bill O'Reilly at the top of the hour. You don't want to miss that. You know, the IRS has one job. You know what it is? To get money from all of us, you, the taxpayer, and they pretty much have unlimited power to do it. You can't hide from these guys. I tell everybody, pay your taxes. Look, the tax deadline is around the corner. If you owe back taxes or have years of unfiled returns, like 43,000 federal employees apparently have, it's not a matter of if the IRS is going to take action. It's a matter of when they will take action. They will catch up with you at some point. You need to be proactive, and you need to call our friends at Rush Tax Resolution. I've been talking about Rush Tax Resolution and all of the money and headaches that they have saved you, my listeners, for years. Now, the pros at Rush Tax, they know how to deal with the IRS and win. You need an advocate. If you're an individual or a business owner, maybe you're behind on personal income taxes or payroll taxes, well, the experts at Rush Tax can protect you and your business today. That's why they have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, zero complaint history, and they're the only one I trust and recommend. Call the toll-free number. It's 800-299-8077. Rush will tell you upfront and for free if they can help you. Now, they will only take your case if they know they can help you. 800-299-8077 on the web. It's taxresolution.com. All right, let's get to our busy phones. Let us say hi to Rob in Cleveland. Rob, how are you? Glad you called.
Sean, how are you today? Thank you for taking my call.
By the way, it says next to your name, liberal. Are you a liberal?
I'm liberal. I'm liberal Rob.
Now, the reason I'm saying this is because people think, oh, we screen out old liberals. No, we don't. We seek them out, and they're usually afraid to come on the show, and we appreciate that you call in, and even though you have a different point of view.
I listen all the time. I try to get my news sources from many different angles, so I'm not your typical liberal, I guess.
By the way, a lot of people hate listen and hate watch. Trust me.
No, I get it. I just want to let you in on a little secret. If Trump really wanted a conservative in office in 2024 and do what's best for the country, he would sit this one out, okay? This This technically isn't about America first. It's about Trump first. Because
so let me ask you a question. So you feel as a liberal Democrat that likes Joe Biden, you like Biden, right?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Do you think Joe Biden, name me two things that he's done that's successful.
I definitely think entering back into the Paris Climate Agreement.
Wait a minute. You think the Paris Climate Agreement that classifies China and India as developing nations, and we pay the bulk of money for that accord, and they're the bigger polluters, you think that's a good deal for the U.S.?
Well, I think it's good to bring, yes, there are parts of it that I don't agree with.
No, you don't really know a lot about the Paris Accords, because we're paying billions of dollars. China and India pay next to nothing. Why is that a good deal? Do you think that, would you classify China with all the military might that they have as a developing nation?
I think they're fully developed, China.
Yes, but they are, according to the Paris Accords, they are classified as a developing nation.
Well,
we don't have that same classification. And because they're a developing nation, they pay next to nothing. And we pay the bulk of the monies that went into that agreement.
What do they pay in comparison to what we pay?
Next to nothing, a tiny percentage.
All right, well, I would like to...
So what's the... Give me one more thing that you think Joe was successful at, because you kind of failed on the first one.
Well, I mean, I gave you my opinion on it. Whether you agree with it, that's one...
Yeah, but you didn't know that China and India were classified as developing countries, so that's a big deal.
Yeah, but it's a small percentage of what actually transpired.
Nah, billions of dollars is a lot of money, especially when we owe as much money as we do as a country. So give me another success of Joe Biden. I'm just interested what you think he's doing that's successful.
That's fine. I think I can give you two. I can see a little bit of gun reform that needs to be done. And then I also think that, you know, legalizing gay marriage and passing the Equality Act is important. So... Those are two things.
I think marriage was legal.
Well, I'm sorry. Same-sex marriage. I apologize.
Okay. I think it was legal.
Right. But we passed an equality. That's on the federal level. We're talking about the federal level, not at the state level.
Okay. But it was legal pretty much. I think it was legally. We did have federal legislation years ago.
We did. And then Trump reversed it. And then now Biden.
All right. So, look, you're a hardcore liberal. I can accept that. Fine. You love... You're a woke liberal. Understand, I don't have a problem with either issue that you talked about. I really don't. It's not my... we have a lot of problems economically and in foreign policy that are all... And a lot of problems at our border. It was a disaster to give up energy independence. And don't you think it's dumb to import oil from Venezuela when we can do it cleaner, cheaper, and more efficiently in this country? Isn't that dumb?
Unless it's safer, which I believe that we were... going through Indian preservations and ruining the wildlife. So at what cost?
If you look at most Native Americans that are in the energy business, they want to stay in business. They're making a lot of money. That's every company.
That I've never seen any sources that.
Well, I've never seen any sources that said that, you know, there are particular areas that are energy environmentally unfriendly.
The Keystone Pipeline wasn't even done yet. There's listeners that...
Yeah, if we finish the Keystone Pipeline, every day we get 900,000 barrels of oil into this country from Canada. Why did we not finish that?
That was crude oil that was going to be sent through Mexico from Canada. So it wasn't even our pipeline anyway, and it was going to damage, and it has damaged, multiple acres of habitat.
You're right. You know what? We shouldn't have taken the 900,000 barrels of oil... and imported it from Canada when it was almost complete, which would lower the price of oil worldwide because we've artificially reduced the demand. But it was certainly brilliant on Joe Biden's part to give a waiver to Vladimir Putin for the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, right?
John, you're all over the place. It was 20% done, but I want to get back to my point.
No, it would have been, the pipeline would have been done about a year ago. So let's be accurate here.
Yeah, 3 years after Joe Biden took president.
Okay. No, I'm saying it would have been up and running within less than a year, according to the premier of Alberta and Canada.
Right.
And Canada's furious at Joe Biden for this. But you're okay with the waiver that he gave Vladimir Putin to finish his pipeline, right? You're okay with that?
I'm not informed in that side of things. I was talking about the Keystone. So I don't want to talk on things.
Well, while he was canceling high-paying career American jobs and creating more energy dependence than ever before, because he inherited an energy program in this country where we were a net exporter of energy and energy independent for the first time in 75 years, he destroyed all of that. And he gave a waiver for a pipeline to Russia and Vladimir Putin. And you don't know about that part. You see, I think you have this. This is what liberals do all the time. You have like this selective, you know, memory bank.
And Sean, you have this selective memory bank.
No, I remember everything.
I just asked you what percentage or what amount that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're paying.
I can get you the exact percentage, but pay close attention. Follow the bouncing ball. That China and India are classified in the Paris Climate Accords as developing nations. We don't have that classification. Having that classification means they pay dramatically less in for the accord agreement. They're not developing countries. That is a bad deal for the U.S. We shouldn't be paying more when China is a far greater polluter of the environment than the U.S. is.
Also a dictatorship, and they're not considered what we are as a country.
That's not the determining factor in this. All right. Well, anyway, what else do you have on your mind? We'll give you another 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yes. So Donald Trump will never be president again. Here's why. Because he'll never get the Democratic votes, right? I would vote personally for Ron DeSantis. So if you put forth the right candidate, you're going to win in 2024.
So you're saying that if it's Joe Biden versus Ron DeSantis, you'd vote for Ron DeSantis?
100%. And a lot of Democrats would. So what I'm trying to tell you is if you want to win.
Well, wait a minute. Why would Democrats be voting for Ron DeSantis, who's a pretty strong conservative? Are you saying that? Is that a tacit admission that, in fact, that Joe Biden has failed? Why would you leave your great liberal climate alarmist cult hero?
The less of two evils. OK, so.
So Joe Biden is worse for the country than Ron DeSantis. I'm okay with that. That's fine if that's your opinion.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a secret that if you wanted to win and not cry about the election again, got to put Ron DeSantis in because Trump will get zero Democrat votes. Ron DeSantis will get 30%. So if you get 30% of Democrats that are voting on top of the Republicans that are voting.
Listen, you go ahead and I will tell you this. To your own peril, you can underestimate Donald Trump all you want. I wouldn't underestimate this man. However, they absolutely are out to destroy the guy. That part may happen. And you know what? That would be a shame for the country. Think about this. If Biden were smart, here's an idea I'll throw out at you. If Biden was smart and he cared about his own family, I believe that the evidence will show over time that the amount of money that the Biden family made from China, Russia, Ukraine, just on the Ukraine deal alone, where he leveraged a billion taxpayer dollars to get a prosecutor fired so his son could keep getting, all this money. And he had no experience in that. You do find that corrupt, right?
I do find a certain part, a percentage of what he's doing, but we don't know all the facts.
No, we know the fact because Joe Biden bragged about it in his own words on tape that he withheld a billion taxpayer dollars unless they fired a prosecutor within 6 hours. Son of a B, they fired him. And then Hunter went on Good Morning America and admitted he had no experience in Ukraine in oil, in gas, coal, or energy in any capacity. And then he was asked, well, why do you think they paid you? Why did they hire you? I don't know. And then whoever was doing the interview says, maybe because your daddy is in charge of Ukraine policy. And then Joe Biden says you're not going to get $1 billion unless you fire the prosecutor investigating my son. Does that not sound like a quid and a pro and a quo from Joe to you?
It does. But what I'm trying to tell you is that Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Jr. have zero experience in running.
But there's no example you can cite where they're making. Well, first of all, they do have experience, and I can tell you that firsthand. I've known Donald Trump for nearly 30 years. And when I would go to his office, when his kids got out of school, his office was here and their office was right next to his. Eric's office, Ivanka's office, Don Jr.'s office. They've been working with their father all their adult life.
What about Stephanie? What happened to her?
Stephanie who?
His daughter. Tiffany, whatever.
You mean Tiffany?
Yeah, what happened to her?
All right. You know, this was a very valuable... I know some people are driving right now, and they're grabbing the steering wheel harder. By the way, thank you, Rob, for the call. And I know you're getting angry, but this is how liberals think. This is your typical liberal. You know, it's fascinating to me. Anyway, an exercise in futility, if you ask me, at this point.
All the breaking news with the analysis to help you make sense of it all. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
You may not know this, but one in five pregnancies will end in abortion. And with the abortion pill now accounting for over 50% of all abortions, we have all over the country preborn network clinics. And they've rescued over 200,000 babies' lives by loving mothers with unplanned pregnancies through the science of ultrasound. It's amazing work that they're doing. They don't get a penny from the federal government. And what happens is kind of magical. Because of, you know, 4D, you can see fingers and toes and facial features and hear the heartbeat. And without the ultrasound, the odds are much greater that people might consider abortion. So through the science of ultrasound, babies' lives are being saved. And it's only happening because of the generosity of people like you in the pro-life community, people that believe in the sanctity of life like I do. And one ultrasound is only $28. And every tax-deductible donation, big or small, helps to save the unborn. Preborn doesn't get a penny of any government funding, nothing. So they're really dependent on all of us. Anyway, I hope you'll join this effort. Just dial #250 on your cell phone. Say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or check out their website. It's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. And this is a great organization that really needs your help, and they're doing great work that represents your values. All right, by the way, the simple man himself, self-proclaimed anyway, Bill O'Reilly at the top of the hour. It will be interesting to get his take on all of this. He'll join us coming up straight ahead. We got, by the way, an amazing Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, on the Fox News Channel that you're not going to want to miss. We have the president's attorney, Joe Tacopina, and the head of the FEC. Remember, the FEC passed on this, you know, any charges as related to the Stormy Daniels issue. And then the letter that we broke exclusively on this show, it's also on Hannity.com. We'll go over that. Jim Jordan is on tonight. We'll check in with him. Kevin O'Leary is back tonight. Interest rates are up. Dagan McDowell, Charlie Hurt. We got an audience show. 9 Eastern, set your DVR, Hannity on the Fox News Channel. First, listen to Alvin Bragg promising to investigate Trump as a candidate, and then listen to the media even poking holes in Alvin Bragg's case against Trump.
A lot of people are wondering, whoever has this job, are they going to convict Donald Trump?
Look, that is the number one issue. I'm the candidate in the race who has the experience with Donald Trump. I was the chief deputy in the attorney general's office. We sued the Trump administration over 100 times. I'd be hard to argue with the fact that that'd be the most important, most high profile case. And I've seen him up front and seen the lawlessness that he can do.
And you believe it should happen?
I believe we have to hold him accountable.
The facts are old. They're 6 or 7 years old. And the star witness here in the form of Michael Cohen, Donald Trump's former attorney, has credibility issues, has been convicted of crimes. And so, you know, to your point, Abby, as far as the strength of a case, it's certainly not the kind of slam dunk that many people would wish that it were.
You have to be careful when you put a witness on the stand who has a motive for revenge. And Michael Cohen has said many times he would like to get Donald Trump in one way or another. So does it concern me? Yes. Have I done things like that? Sure.
In this New York case, the facts of this case, going on almost 7 years now, are really stale.
You wouldn't start with an 8-year-old porn star payoff. I hear my conservative friends saying they're being overcharged. It's so aggressive. It's so terrible. Welcome to my world, folks. prosecutors overcharging, being over aggressive, being ridiculous with minor stuff and turning it into major stuff happens every single day in America, every courthouse in America.
All right, quick break. Bill O'Reilly next, and your calls. Final hour straight ahead.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.